Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith. I praise the Lord you are able to spend these next few minutes with me. And as I said, as we drew to a close on yesterday's broadcast, I would pick up just where we left off. And that is a great burden for our nation, a burden for the people of God, that we will turn to the Lord with our whole heart. Judgment shall begin at the house of the Lord, beloved. And I do not know how familiar or aware you may be of the extent of apostasy that has come into the church. Whole denominations are being split apart on the basis of the Word of God. Either we believe what the written Word of God says, believed that it has been, first of all, inspired, and then protected down through the ages by the Holy Spirit, so that we would have a clear understanding of what God's will is. We wouldn't be left to vague speculation, but it would be on paper so we can read it. And how blessed we are in this nation that we have had and enjoyed the freedom of religion, that we can have great resource in terms of the Bible and so many books that would intend to inspire and encourage our faith. We've had so many blessings in this nation, and so many of our brothers and sisters would do anything to have a Bible of their very own. In many of our homes, there are various Bibles, translations, and sometimes they sit there and they're not opened as much as God would want. So we have a responsibility, beloved. I know, I really feel the Spirit of the Lord brings people to listen to this broadcast that are hungry and that are not satisfied with the status quo, that want to see the power of God restored to the church. Oh, beloved, beloved, we read the pages of the Bible and the Acts, really Acts for the Holy Spirit, the Acts of the Apostles. And I'm sorry, miracles didn't go away with the 12 apostles. God has not changed. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And God has, and prophets, I mean, but Paul was very clear. He has given fivefold ministry, apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists for the work of the ministry till we all come into the unity of the faith. We have not seen that yet. And so, beloved, we need to return to biblical standards, biblical principles in the Word of God, not only in terms of our doctrine, our belief, our way of life, a walk of holiness, but also in terms of the most basic of all units. There has been such an attack against the family. And if you've been around, if you walk with the Lord any length of time, you've seen that in your own life. As I shared yesterday's broadcast, I was born in 1944. It was wartime still. And in that era, it was so different from the way it is now. And, oh, there's always been evil. There's always been corruption. There's always been wickedness, but not to the extent that we are seeing it today. And it's a fulfillment of prophetic words that in the end times, perilous times shall come, as Paul warned Timothy. We're seeing the destruction of the family. I think it began in the 50s. There was a new revelation of how children should be cared for, and while of course a child must be brought up with tenderness and with love and with discipline, we see what is happening today is it's a UN agenda to take away the authority, the control of the parents over the children. There is a moving dissatisfaction with the whole concept of homeschooling. And it's the whole one world agenda, beloved, to to capture the impressionable minds of children when they're very young, all the way to our university levels. As I said, I was a student at UC Berkeley in the middle of the 1960s, in the midst of all of that stuff. I was part of those free speech demonstrations. I didn't know any better. I was part of those who stood around Holy Hubert as he preached to the students. It was the lunch hour entertainment. Beloved, even at that age, early 20s, unless you are raised properly, and many are searching at that time, they don't have the wisdom, the knowledge, or the respect for authority. And how do we see this? We see it outlined in the Word of God, how the family should be. The father is the head of the family. And in terms of the ministry, there's no male or female. God raises up. God is not a, let's have men only in ministry. No, we see throughout the Word of God, there were prophetesses. There were those who were, even in the New Testament, Nympha, who had a house in her home. Priscilla is mentioned first before her husband. Obviously, God does not have a problem. He loves his people. Jesus ministered. He broke all cultural traditional rules. He ministered to the woman of Samaria. Such behavior was shocking and not done in those days. And so, beloved, we have been called to freedom, but the freedom to walk in the Spirit of God. You know, recently I saw, it was a good Christian family movie. Every aspect of it was wholesome, glorifying God. And I won't share the details. I don't want to take a lot of time. But just as an example, what struck me as the story developed, it was a single mom raising a daughter who was, I don't know, maybe 8 or 9. The husband had been killed, a war hero in Afghanistan. You're going through all kinds of problems, foreclosure of the home. And the real height of the issue was I won't go through all the details. However, this child was restricted from doing something she wanted to do and basically had a tantrum, screamed at her mother, "I hate you," ran out of the house, slammed the door, "Anything I want to do, you don't let me do." And as a result, a good part of the community, the church community, they were out there till night looking for the girl. In the end, the mother is apologizing to the child. And I thought, how different is that? Because it's part of the agenda. You know, the child, we see it on television. You know, the child is the brilliant one that has everything together, has the answers, and the parents are stupid, especially the father. Beloved, it is all part of a very well-organized attack against the family. And as I said, even in this Christian, very subtle, but I can see situations where, even in church, I have seen children being totally out of order. I mean, when I grew up, beloved, and those of you who are up in years, you knew that there was discipline in school. The things that are occurring today would never have occurred. There was a basic respect for authority. And so, beloved, we need to pray for our children, those who are face-to-face and being exposed to the very things, and sometimes the parents aren't even aware what's being taught them in public schools. And so why don't we just take a moment now and pray. Those of you who are parents, some of you, you've raised your kids right and they backslid, they're out in the world, and only the Lord knows the grief that you feel, except the Lord himself is grieving for those who, even for those who once knew him and have walked away. Let's join our hearts in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we're just asking that you will move in your mercy and your compassion. Lord, you are a loving God, and you said, "Suffer the little children to come unto me." And Father, we're praying for our children. We're praying for divine protection, physically, spiritually, mentally. Father, we pray that you will raise up godly families, Father, where there will be love and harmony, and the parents will fulfill the roles you've called them as protector, as provider, as nurturer, as instructor of the child or the children. Father, we lift this. It's a massive, huge prayer, but we believe you, God, that you hear the cries of your people. And so, Father, we're asking for our children. Save them, Lord, and bring them to you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let me just share, as I was thinking about and just the burden on my heart for the children who are so vulnerable. Let me read to you chapter 18, and I'll start at verse 1. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him, and sent him in the midst of them, and said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. For whoso, listen to this, beloved, who shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone be hanged about his neck, and that he be drowned in the depths of the sea. Woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses come. But woe to that man by whom the offense cometh. Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into the life, halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life with one eye, rather than having two eyes be cast into the lake of hell fire. Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. Beloved, these are the words of our Savior. That's how he feels. And so, beloved, there is a sacred duty to protect, to love the children. Jesus welcomed them, and he did not rebuke the people to allow the children to come to him, because he wanted to bless them. And as he said some powerful words, except you become as a little child, you won't enter the kingdom of heaven. Well, this broadcast has again brought me to a conclusion. My time is gone, and we will continue. We'll get into the message, becoming as little children. And we're going to be looking at what Jesus said and what the Word has to say about what does exactly that mean for believers like you and I. And so with that, I do invite you to write and share your prayer requests. If you have unsaved loved ones, children, even they may be grown, but not serving God out there in the world, I invite you to write, share their names. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you, pray for you every day. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577. Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.